Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. My name's Alessandro, and this is the songwriting podcast where we go in-depth into the songwriting process of every single one of my songs. Today we have a special guest. Today we have Hey Laurie on the other side of the world. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So nice to be on this podcast.
Oh, it's great to have you. It's honestly great to have you. And it's really cool because I don't actually have a lot of guests on my podcast. So it's so wonderful not only to have you on the podcast, but also to know that we actually wrote a really cool song together.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it. It's really it's really close to my heart.
Hey Laurie normally sings this song, and I would do harmonies. So we're gonna do the live performance a little bit differently today. What we're gonna do is I'm gonna play you the original voice recording that Hey Laurie and I actually recorded at when we first wrote the song. So we'll play that now. We're both gonna listen to that for the first time in a while, and then we're gonna talk about what the song means. Here we go.
And there you sit out there at 10 a.m. every morning. I wonder what you're reading with that cigarette in your hand. Do you know there's someone out there thinking of you? And here I am in here at 10 a.m. every morning, standing behind the glass wanting to get closer to you. I wonder if I'll ever get the courage to go out there and be seen by you. Maybe leave it for tomorrow at 10 a.m. I don't want to be the one who hides her heart inside, for I don't see how I can get out. It's been easier this way. Well, everybody says it should be easy for a girl like me. Just feel it's at 10 a.m. And so the cat walks by at 10 a.m. every morning. I see you smile at him, makes me jealous every day. Watching you makes me homesick for a life I've yet to live. Life I dream at 10 a.m. I don't want to be the one who hides her heart inside, for I don't see. Says it should be easy for a girl like me. So why can't I be just feeling such an AM?
That's that. How does it feel listening to it now?
Just a feeling of being proud of it. I remember that we were just that we weren't really planning on writing this song. Like, we just kind of met, and then the idea of the song came, and we just did it, and we just. I remember you being like, "Come on, let's," because I was like, "Okay, do we want to finish it today, or maybe no, let's do it today."
Let's go back a bit. So we'd met in Bali. Hey Laurie and I, and it was one of your, you were singing, and I saw you, and we exchanged like Instagram, and then the next day we saw each other because Ubud's a small town at another open mic, and then we said let's jam at some point. And when we did, you came over, and I think you were just like, I'm not sure, you know, like how do you just write songs so quickly? And like, and I mean, you say this, but you've written some beautiful songs, and I even remember thinking at that point being like, you know exactly how to write songs, and you, I think maybe you were being one of those like stubborn days. You're like, no, but like, how do we like write it that like? And I was like, it's easy, you just do this. I was like, oh, that sounds nice. And I'm like, what's this song about? And then you were like, and then we ended up making up a story.
There's this guy.
I think that's one thing that I wouldn't mind even just talking about quickly. Is like, I think when there is this songwriting process, I don't know, actually, I would like to see if it's the same for you. But I know when I'm writing a song, like, for me, what I always have to do first is work out what kind of world I'm in and what is the song about. And as soon as I know what the song's about, I feel like the words can just come. But if you don't know what the song's about, it feels like you're stabbing in the dark, you know? Is that the same for you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But I have a lot of like unfinished stuff, like that I have a certain feeling with, but I can't find the right words with, you know? Like, I think it's also like a different thing when you're a native English speaker, and because I'm Dutch, so I kind of need to find the right words for it sometimes.
Yeah, no, that I can understand how that would be like a hurdle to jump, because for me it feels like as soon as I know what it's about, I'm like, oh, here are the words, you know, like it's, but yeah. If I don't know what it's about, it's just no idea. So the first thing we had to do was work out what it was about, and you suggested that every single day there's a man across the next house, and you see him at 10 a.m. but you don't have the courage to go and ask him out or say hello.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know, like it just felt like at that time I was really kind of, I don't know, like searching for love in a way, I guess. And I don't know, it's just, I just had this image of me like seeing a guy across the street, like, because for me sometimes men are a bit like that, you know, like it's out there somewhere, and it's like, you know, you just don't know how to to get in contact with them, you know, because like men are weird. No, but it's just,
don't worry, we feel the same, like, way about you. We're like, women are over there, we don't know how to get to them either.
I saw myself like in the, like behind the window, and like there's this guy sitting on his balcony and like smoking his cigarette, and just, you know, it's cute, but like how do I get to this guy, you know?
It wasn't even necessarily only about the guy, it was probably more about your courage, right? Lack of being able to actually go out there, because I mean, I think we spoke about that, it wasn't necessarily that he was like the best or, you know, whatever kind of guy out there, it was just more about the fact of going like, I wonder if I'll ever get the courage to go out there and be seen by you.
Yeah, exactly, because I don't know, like sometimes you can just be really afraid of doing, I don't know, to step out of your comfort zone, of course, and just leave it at that, and just, and I also have had a lot with men, like that I just was afraid to go out there and just to talk to men, or like they, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it really is, sometimes it is about that courage. It is like, you know, it's you can have points where you really just don't have the courage to speak your mind, but more than that, to actually think that you're worth that love in a way as well. I think that's a big thing I know from my life.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that you're worth being loved
by, you know, somebody that you like or somebody that you actually want, you know. And I think that's that for me feels like the heart of this, you know, it really does. Okay, so then in our songwriting process, we were going through and as we went through, we got to the chorus. And the chorus, I think that was the point at which we realized we had something nice.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because it's just so powerful, I think, because it's like the core of what like everyone feels inside.
I don't want to be the one who hides her heart inside. I don't see how I can get out. It's been easier this way.
Yeah. Okay, goosebumps again when you say it like that. Because it's so powerful. Because it's just... people just let it be sometimes. But they just settle sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's what does make this really powerful. It really does make it powerful. What was really funny about this, like we've spoken about this before, but like I just wanted everyone else to know, like while we were doing this, I genuinely thought that there was a man that was on the other side of your room. I didn't know that you were making the scenario up, and like I think at the end of it or the next time I saw you, I was like, so have you gone and said hello? You're just like, oh, Sandra, there is no man. It was a metaphor. And I was like, oh, you made it so convincing.
It's so funny.
I found that especially funny, especially going into the second verse. It's like, and so the cat walks by. I'm like, so in your imagination, there's a man and his little cat. And I'm just like, I just saw it in my head so clearly and it wasn't real.
Yeah. True. But it's just, it felt also real. I don't know. Just like the...
or at least a situation you could have been in, right?
Yeah, and it's also like when you see someone that you really like and they are just, you know, you want to be that cat, you know? You want to be the person...
stroked like, by the man. Patted by the man. By someone that you like. Oh, that's kind of sweet. That's really sweet. And I think, I see what you mean. And then we go into, in the chorus, after the chorus, we go into, well, everybody says it should be easy for a girl like me. Tell me about that line. Does that line mean anything to you?
Yeah, because, you know, like, everyone keeps saying, like, it's so easy for a girl like you to get in a relationship or anything. And, you know, and at that time, I just felt so, I don't know, like, who zeg het nou? I don't know, my heart was just cluttered in a way, or just, who zeg het nou? I don't know, my heart just felt like, this shrunken heart thing, I don't know.
Yeah, and, or at least so far away from what other people said that you could be or should be.
Yeah, it just people like have this image of you that you often don't have of yourself. Like you and that's people only see the outside, of course, and only see like, oh, it's, you know, oh, it's, he or she is so successful or whatever, and like they don't know sometimes what's going on inside, you know, like.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I can feel that myself, actually. Yeah, and I mean, I think as we went through the song, like it was an interesting sort of process, because I think when we got to the ending, it could have been a song that we both could have sang, but then I, like, just knowing how close it was to you as well, and also... knowing where it sat in your voice, I just think it sounded really beautiful with you singing it. And so I was just like, this is always going to be a song that, that even though, so at the end of this podcast for you listening out there, there will be a demo of this and it'll be with me singing it. But just know that I think the song will always be at its best when Hey Laurie is singing it, because I just feel like it's the emotional heart is there with you singing it. So yeah, I think that was a really cool decision at the end. It was just to go, no, this is going to sit beautifully in your voice. So before we go on, let's talk about the chords, just for everyone out there. We're on capo, I think we're on capo 7 for this. So it's like a D. And then I do F sharp to G in the chorus. And then it's basically F sharp and G. So it's a pretty simple song, like, in terms of chords, but it's actually, it's how it's played is what makes it really beautiful. And depending on where it's going, I'm actually not sure, but Hey Laurie's actually going to be recording this song pretty soon.
True.
And do you have any idea of what it's going to sound like in a studio? Like what you're imagining for it?
Not really. It's just like I'm going to work with a producer and we're going to try different things and going to try different like sounds and different aspects and maybe pianos in some places, maybe, you know. So it's gonna be it's always like a kind of a discovery and kind of exciting to work on it, like, to, because sometimes you start with an idea and like in the end you just like do totally something different, and it's really, I don't know, it's just, I just love that process and just working on music and I don't know, just creating, you know? How cool is that? Like, how cool is that? I don't know, it's just, like, what we do is just so cool, right? It's like, we create something out of nothing. How cool is that?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's like, I love that you just have an idea and as you go along, you just build on it. And eventually it's like this full-blown, beautiful sort of thing. And I forever love it.
Yeah, I love it so much. So, I'm really happy that I'm doing it. So, yeah.
And I think you should be proud. Like listeners, go and have a listen to Hey Laurie on her thing. But before we, on her Spotify account, and go have a look at her on socials. I'll leave her everything in the description below. But I want to say congratulations for the two singles you've got out so far. Tell us about them. How has that been, releasing your music?
It's been super exciting. Like because, you know, I started somewhat late, you know, and later in my life, you know, did other things first, and like then it's suddenly like you're going to back to this thing that you always loved so much, and now you're finally doing it, and it's so exciting, and everyone was so enthusiastic and like and so supportive, and I just really loved it, like, to finally have it out there and for everyone to listen to it is, wow.
Since writing the song and then having the singles released, do you feel like your confidence has gone up? Because I mean, this is a song about confidence and things like that. Like, how does that?
It's like my confidence has been up. Also because, you know, I've been to Bali because, you know, I had like a lot of fear of like performing. And so that's why I went there and like just go for it. And since then, and also because of like, you know, like the whole corona thing, I guess, you know, like you just suddenly start to, you know, the whole world is upside down. Your priorities is like upside down. And like you get to feel what's really important and what's not. And I don't know, it's just, it just really helped with me being closer to myself and like, yeah, what's important to me and what's not, you know?
Okay. So how long until we have to, how long do we have to wait until we hear 10 a.m.?
I think it will be somewhere in somewhere between October, December.
Okay, that's pretty soon. And before we wrap it up, anything you want to say about the song or about anything?
No, I just find it really cool. Like, for me, this was the first time that I actually wrote a song, like, together, like, with someone else. And, like, in this short period of time. And it just felt like, you know, I felt so... That's why we were laughing at the end, because we were so... It was such a cool moment and like such an energetic moment, and it just felt so right. So, yeah, I really want to like cooperate more and like make songs together more.
It allows people to just have different styles and different genres come in, you know, and I think that's such a great commodity, because I think as musicians, often we can end up just hearing our own stuff over and over again, and after a while you feel like you're writing the same sort of music, and I feel like that's a good way of getting out of that loop.
Yeah, true. Yeah, and you kind of like our mix was kind of like things that you do and things that I do, and it's like a funny
yeah
mix,
especially some of the melody lines with like you were saying that it's quite difficult to do the everybody says it should be easy for her, like stuff like that. Is all I know is every time that I have been let down, I want the courage to
be loved. That's you were just so like,
you were like, that's so many words, how am I gonna sing that?
yeah true, that's so you. But it's so funny to just to have that together in a song, and it makes the song better, because then you get out of like what you normally do and makes it better. Yeah
Well, that's lovely. Well, thank you so much for coming on board, coming onto Songbook, and again thanks for thank you for the like experience just to write a cool song with someone. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait either. I'm really excited about it.
All right, so that brings us to the end of this episode of Songbook. We have, after this one, we have 3 more episodes to go. And once those 3 episodes are done, I've got some big announcements to make. So do hang tight for that. If you want to hear the demo of the song, which is just me singing it on SoundCloud, that is up right now. And you can just wait in 10 seconds. It'll be on as well. But have a look at the links in the description below. I've got all of Hey Laurie's social media links and Spotify links. Do go have a listen to her music. First 2 singles are really beautiful, and I think you're going to love them as much as I do. All right, thank you so much for listening to Songbook. Thank you so much, Hey Laurie. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
There you sit out there at 10 a.m. every morning. I wonder what you're reading with that cigarette in your hand. Do you know there's someone out there thinking of you? And here I am in here at 10 a.m. every morning, standing behind the glass, wanting to get closer to you. Well, I wonder if I'll ever get the courage to go out there and be seen by you. Maybe leave it for tomorrow, 10 a.m. I don't want to be the one who hides his heart inside, for I don't see how I can get out. It's been easier this way. Well, everybody says it should be easy for a guy like me, so why can't I be fearless at 10 a.m. And so the cat walks by at 10 a.m. every morning. I see you smile at him, I'm jealous every day.
watching you makes me homesick for a life I've yet to live. The life I dream of at 10 a.m. I don't want to be the one who I disheart inside. I don't see how I can get out. It's been easier this way. Well, everybody says it should be easy for a guy like me. Oh, well, all I know is every time that I have been let down, I want the courage to be loved, I want the courage to be free. I don't want to be the one who hides his heart inside. For I don't see how I can get out. It's been easier this way. Well, everybody says it should be easy for a guy like me. So why can't I be fearless if it's just a dream? And long after you're gone, I'll be dreaming at 10 in the morning. A dream I've dreamed all my life.